All right. Happy Monday evening. This is the first day of June. Time flies when you're having fun. June 1st, 2020. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I am located in the town of Los Molinos in California. We await Win Free and Terry Brown, both located in Sedona, Arizona. We wait for them to show up here briefly. And we also wait for those peoples that are calling in live to this conference call, as this is a simulcast with this radio show, to call in. And we also wait for more of you folks to tune in online to BBS Radio. Monday evening means a wild card. Let's see what's going to happen. Lately, we have been blessed with one of our listeners, Lauren from Washington, Washington State, who is, let's say, quite a special person. He is very advanced in his knowledge. Wynn has been interviewing him a few times on the Monday evening, and that might happen again tonight. Let's wait and see. I want you to know that after this show, which stops a few minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific, we go over to our daily conference call, which starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 days a week. Here I heard two things. Good evening to you folks. Welcome to this conference call radio show. Thanks for being here. Please say a name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome to you, John.
Hello.
Who else joined in?
And Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Good evening to you, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello. And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. All right. And as I mentioned earlier, after this show, we go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call. We do it 7 days a week. Only per phone accessible. You can call in. You can call in.
Got a lot of the COVID show with that too, though.
By using the number 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound, and you can find this information also at the website wholeplanethealing.com, W-H-O-L-E, planethealing.com. I thank everyone for listening in. Those on BBS, we can't hear you, we can't see you. We appreciate your presence. Lauren, how is the weather in Washington State today? Let me first welcome the next caller. Good evening to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, hi, Janine.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Well, it's...
And the next caller, welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Is the weather ding, Lauren? Good evening.
It's
welcome
okay.
to the call. Welcome to the call.
Hi,
please say your name and location. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Lauren. Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, the weather here is fine, which is usually it's rain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Lots of rain there in Washington State, yeah.
Well, yeah, especially here because it's the rainforest area.
Is it? Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we get 120 to 180 inches a year.
Wow. Good evening to the next caller. Welcome. We say name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everyone.
Welcome,
hi, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
I didn't know that Washington had a rainforest.
Yeah, it's the largest rainforest in the United States.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm smack in the middle of it.
You're in the middle of it.
Oh.
So what?
Oh, beautiful.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane.
Hi,
welcome.
Jane.
Hi, thank you. Hi, everybody.
So what are the specifics on the rainforest? Lots of lakes or
well, there's a number of lakes, but quite extensive forest, some old growth still remaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole northwest corner of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just imagine. I've never been. I'd love to go. I think it must be just beautiful there.
It is.
Yeah.
And then the rainforest goes past the border into Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
All right. Now we're being recorded. And this is
been playing a recording.
No.
Someone else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you.
Who else?
All right, now we're being recorded.
That those are things on that recording, I guess.
Somewhere.
Somebody else joined in.
It sounds like a ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a ding on the recording.
Oh, it was on the recording. Okay. It tricked us.
Because, you know, it's so what I'm looking at on my computer screen,
mm-hmm.
I see all the phone lines come in, the one after the other. And pretty much all of them have names on it. You know, I know who's
mm-hmm.
calling in. Some of them
right.
show anonymous. But if nobody's showing up and I hear a ding and I see that Wayne is here as a broadcaster playing a recording, it's a recording.
He's keeping us on our toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memorex.
Yeah. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
We're old. Remember all this oldie stuff.
I welcome all my brothers that call in and remain in the silence. Much love to all of you.
Yes. We love you. Come out when you're ready. 25 years, hi. I listened
to
5 years. I listened to Wynn for 5 years before.
Okay,
Ever. Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Right.
I, you know, I was throwing everything into it, and I just wanted to make sure that I was going the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty awesome, though, isn't it, what we're doing?
Right. Yeah. Can you imagine not having it? Life would be so different, you know?
Oh, my God.
I would be so lost, right. You know what I mean?
Yes. And what the things that we've been going through the last year,
right,
or two, I mean, it's
right.
very difficult.
Another anonymous caller.
Okay.
I felt like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall.
Thank you, everybody, put my pieces together yesterday. This is Wynn and Sedona.
Really?
Thank you for stepping out of the closet, Wynn.
Hi,
I'm actually coming up from my paper cup.
You too?
And we had someone else join in. Welcome. Appreciate it. Name and location.
Wanda in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Canadian lady.
Hi, Wanda.
Anybody else have troubles with the phone lines tonight?
Yeah, I couldn't get in. I'd call like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I've been trying for a while.
Yeah.
I thought it was my phone.
No, I don't think so. I had trouble.
You're having trouble getting into the call?
Yeah, everybody.
Just tonight. Mm-hmm. Just tonight. I don't know.
Did it not ring?
Yeah, it just didn't ring.
Dialed and there's just nothing there. It's just blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had the same thing. Okay.
Oh, it's probably a system problem, then, huh?
Yeah.
Like it's their problem.
Well, you know,
on phone.
You know, this company does really good, and the thing is, if suddenly someone new discovers it that has a huge amount of people calling, then they have to expand their system to handle that many people, you know?
Sometimes I thought maybe it does that because too many people are calling in at the same time.
Yeah,
well, that's the same thing, you know?
Yes.
System overload.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't really know how people are going to use it. People are signing up, you know, when I first started using this service, I was kind of paranoid about them.
Cautious thing.
Well, I was thinking, why are they doing this for free?
There's another thing. I welcome the person. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your name and location.
Hi, Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Wynn. So, I couldn't figure out why they were doing it for free.
Maybe
it's the government trying to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Sure would. Don in Northern Ohio. I win, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Mr. Urban. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Don, all these questions you've been asking have really been helping because you're starting to sound wiser.
Ah, good.
Yeah, Don, you're getting wise.
Yeah, you get to the point. Yes.
Do you guys notice?
Absolutely.
I appreciate the things they have done in my life.
Started with a pretty low bar.
It's pretty low bar.
No.
Actually, that's not true. I think you're a pretty advanced soul.
Yeah. Definitely.
But you know what? A lot of advanced souls have gotten beaten down over a lot of lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to it takes a lot of wisdom to be an advanced soul in this realm and manifest. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Very hard.
Because
very hard.
And so people who are old souls, advanced souls, that come into this realm, including me, and they think they're going to change the world, and they do it wrong, and then they do it wrong again, and then they get shot or killed, or, you know. It's like,
I feel like I've mostly been clearing out negative subconscious junk this lifetime. That's what I mainly would have been doing.
Yeah.
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 But it's when you watch the process here of how this works on our calls, it's not a quick fix.
Oh no.
But it's a permanent.
No, not at all.
It's a permanent fix. It's not like come to this weekend seminar and get your DNA worked on, and you know. Now,
the pineal gland.
This is a process.
It's a process.
It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. And okay, and I'm going to start.
Like Carla lots of times said, it's like two steps forwards, one step back. Two steps forward,
he did
one step
that.
Back.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be three steps forward, two steps back.
good evening, happy man from Arizona.
Well, positive greetings, Hive.
Welcome, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey, Raiden, I liked Steve Martin playing the banjo. That was cool.
Oh, I thought you didn't play that.
All right, Ben, you want to kick off?
I'm taking off.
Muted.
The recording has started. No longer being recorded.
Okay, you go.
The recording has started. This session is no
the
longer
recording
being
has
recorded.
That's you doing it, brother.
This is what happens when you have too many chiefs and not enough engines. Hey, everybody, it's Monday, June 1st, 2020. Everybody, everywhere, and this is our wild card night. And these calls, these wild card nights are getting pretty darn good. They're not just a throwaway. And our replays, as you know, are amazing. And and our guests are amazing. And I'm so pleased. We had Fred on yesterday, and we had Lauren on last week, and I am absolutely sure Lauren will be on again before too long. And, you know, Lauren is, like, of course, as you all know, is a regular attendee to the calls and loves them. And it's helping him. It's helping him. He's one of those really advanced old souls that comes into this realm and gets screwed up, but it's okay. You can't help for that to happen. You can't help it. And part of getting screwed up over many lifetimes is part of the learning one does. So when they finally come out of it, they're able to do something and do it with a lot more wisdom, because it's hard to do things in this realm. Even if you have a certain amount of wisdom, it's still hard, because like I'll give you an example of someone who I think was extremely cool in their ability to contribute to this realm. And I don't know what they've done in their past lives. And they're dead now. Somebody's not here now. I'm just curious. I think Mark Twain was one of those people.
Unmuted.
How many of you are familiar with Mark Twain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote books with conventional wisdom. He traveled around. He gave talks. And, you know, he was famous, but he was not like a normal celebrity. He was, you know, down to the earth, common man person, you know?
And what I really liked about him is his humor in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, his humor. He obviously was extremely deep. Do you know who was one of Mark Twain's best friends?
Yeah.
Edison? Yes.
No.
Tesla.
Oh, Tesla. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
They hung out together. They had a camaraderie. Oh. And somehow, they both knew they were old souls and sound... what's the word? Compatibility, you know, and support for each other. And so, I'm going to play a replay tonight, and it's actually a really old one. And but sometimes in these old calls, I was, you know, still building a platform. I mean, doing my best to avoid, how would I say it, celebrity. I mean, I wanted this to get out there in a big way, but somehow I didn't want it to be like I was a celebrity.
Yeah.
I wanted Terry to be the celebrity. Okay. Terry, are you there? Hello,
give it a
Terry.
Minute. Give it a minute, man.
Give her a minute. The mute celebrity. You know, people give up their power to celebrity.
Okay, you guys muted me. Okay, here I am.
We didn't mute you. We muted everybody. You came in on...
No, I did mute Terry because she was making noise earlier.
I was making noise.
She was making noise?
No, not you, but your line.
Now you're getting good at unmuting, but you're still making noise, but that's okay. So, one of the problems with being a celebrity is that suddenly people treat you differently. And suddenly you have all this temptation. And
speak for yourself.
If you... What?
Speak for yourself.
Oh, well, I have all this temptation. Okay. In any case, we're going to play... an old session.
Now we're
muted.
We have only 35 minutes left, Ben.
Yeah, you know what? I'll step it forward a little bit. So it's about 53 minutes long. Okay. Just a second here. There we go. I'm going to move it forward. We'll just let it
minutes.
Start where it starts. Huh?
To 18 minutes.
18 minutes forward?
Yes. Then we can reach the end.
Okay. And there is a channeling on it. Okay, so we want it to reach the end. So here we go. We're 19 minutes in. Let's see how I start. Indeed. At that, and I went to Los Angeles. Now I had to make money so I could stay in Los Angeles. So I got a job that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do the job, but I needed to do something to make money.
And it's like I said, what about?
Oh my God, we have Lynn telling stories again. I wish you would run out of stories. Here we go.
My free will. Why isn't God just laying this out for me? And it almost happened that way, almost did. And every time I stopped, I felt like I had to do something I didn't want to do. And so I was trying to figure out how to work it. And then I didn't want a committed career. I wanted to be an artist. So life went on, and I ended up doing a business that I could do one weekend at a time. And in a sense, and still that way, I'm doing one conference call at a time. And yet now there's a momentum, and there's a lot of people paying attention, and there's people visiting our website. But in my mind, that's all to the side. I'm showing up for one conference call Monday, one Wednesday, and one Sunday. And then people are helping, including myself, putting materials together because the work is being valuable to people. Well, the next thing that happens as the work becomes valuable to people, meaning you, suddenly I feel this sense of responsibility. And I said, geez, people are changing their lives over this. So now I've got a sense of responsibility to do this better. And the sense of responsibility says, well, where's my free will? How come I can't do what I want to do when I want to do it? Now I feel like I got to do this. I mean, truthfully, I don't have to. I could say I'm not going to do it. But once you know that you're contributing to someone's life, and then you suddenly stop, you end up feeling guilty. So you have to walk the walk. You have to talk the talk. So this idea of free will is a complex understanding. And I thought it would be a really good topic to talk to our sources about. Now, one key that I have come upon for myself and my own observations is that as long as there's co-creation, there's a lifting above this realm. If there's just following orders or doing things out of responsibility or because you're supposed to, or you're going to feel guilty if you don't, that is a lower vibration. There has to be co-creation. So what is co-creation? That means... Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you following on all of this?
Yeah, I'm following. I'm following you.
There's something about co-creation. Co-creation is when two or more are gathered. And automatically, when there's with co-creation, there is a lifting of the energy. So I feel free in doing something. And when there's not co-creation, it feels like a dragging of the energy. And so many of you are hearing our sources say, just ask and you'll receive. And then you email me and said, well, I was sick. I had this problem. I had that problem. And I still have it. And I asked. And other of you are saying, man, this is a miracle. I put my father-in-law in the light. And he was in the hospital, and he was in terrible shape, and the next day they pulled all the tubes out of him, and he was there smiling. Or you've read some of our little emails, miracle or coincidence. I'll keep those up so that you can track the things that are going on our calls. And so why is it for some of you, you say, I want this, I want this, I want a job. I want to get better. I want this person to love me, and yet it doesn't happen when we're supposed to be having free will, and our sources say we're always there for you. So that is going to be our topic, and that's my little setup for that. at 6:30, we have about 25 minutes. Terry, is there anything you want to say on that whole line of thinking?
I think that I have some ideas about free will also, that when one is in the physical realm, they're operating within the realm of the laws of the physical realm. And so as long as they're in the third density, then they need to have that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So they can control and become master of their life plan, but within the constraints of what the physical parameters are.
Mm-hmm. You know, existence entails contraction. I would guess even our sources have to go into a certain degree of contraction, perhaps not much, but to exist, to have a definition of stuff. And in this realm, how you have defined your existence is also how you defined your contraction. And so everyone is distorted to one degree or another. And learning how you form yourself, how you contracted yourself, is the first step in getting over your distortions. And I just want to say this before I forget. Over and over again, recently, our sources have been saying to read the materials. The materials are full of keys to help you free yourself. The materials are the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the raw material, which is a foundational material, the Elohim book, the Creator God book, and we're putting up more and more of our archives on our show. And these shows, what we're doing, has an energy to it. You know, I was up in Flagstaff yesterday, and I have my friend Steve, who actually came to see me a number of years ago when I gave a talk at the local Unity Church, and he's kind of been paying vague interest. And then he got really into a lot of interest about 6 months ago. And he started listening to our conference calls regularly. And he said, you know, when, this is what he told me yesterday, he said, I get bored watching television now. I have problems doing all the things that I used to find entertaining. And I have to say, I'm the same way. I never watch television. I barely go to the movies. And it seems like everything is under the energy of this work. And so it's like if you want to move into the higher timelines, the higher levels of dimensions, you kind of have to give up a little bit the things that are forming you into the lower dimensions. Because as you move into the higher places, there is more free will in a genuine way. It's kind of like you become cosmic, where you think of things and suddenly they appear, but not in a magical control way. It's a flow. It's just in a flow that it happens. And some of you, many of you, have had that experience, and you know exactly what I mean. So I think what I'm going to do is call in the light, and we have 6:35, 45, 55, 20 more minutes. We're going to have a discussion with our sources on free will. If we had more time, I'd have some of you make some comments, but I think we'll forego that in order to make more time for our group, Souls. So if I tell Terry, are you ready? She'll say no. But, and I don't think Daphne's here tonight. Daphne, you're not there, right? Right. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke ask for a group energy connection for all those on this line who would free willingly like to participate in that. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present to answer these questions?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this day in September, the 10th of September 2012. And we take a moment and we come within the vicinity of each and every person on this call and each and every person on the internet line, each and every person in the future who will read a transcript. And we take a moment and we look at the topic of free will. And we see that there are certain things that bear upon each and every one of your free will. One of them is discernment. Looking at all of the situations, all of the parameters, all of the factors, and seeing within the third density realm which thing will provide an avenue for success. Consensus reality is another thing that one can look at to help them discern what they will need to do to bring their actions to a positive outcome. There are other things that one can take into account when they are looking at free will and free will choice. They can use their intuition, their sense of premonition, to see if there is some unfoldment of information, of events that they haven't taken into consideration that are about beyond their direct sense. And they can use this extension of their perception to look further into possibilities of how to achieve positive outcome. They can book to the configurations of the moon and the stars to see if there will be untoward influences that may affect them in their pursuit of a certain venture at a certain time. They can look to the weather. Give us a moment. Do you have questions?
When you say the word free will, could you give us your definition?
One is free to choose a course of action, a particular thing, a task. One is free to set one's goals. One is free to set up what they wish to accomplish and achieve. One is free to take particular actions as they move through their day within certain parameters. They're operating in the third density, so you need to take the specific laws at that time in the third density into account. In other words, they generally cannot jump off the roof and expect to fly. So within the framework of where they are located, the realm that they are in, then they have those laws to consider. And if they were going to jump off the roof and fly, they would need to take that into account, that they would need a device or some means to support them in the air. This is one level one. One, we look for the word realm, but where within that particular realm, there are certain conditions that one runs into. In other realms, one, for instance, in the angelic realm, one may have wings and can certainly fly. One needs to take into account their abilities to transcend the third density and their gifts. Also, when they are taking into account how they can move through their day and they can accomplish their actions. What one believes has a great deal to do with their success. If one has a certain belief that has been skewed by some event or some decision about an event or some belief about survival within the third density, if they have a certain belief and they have really taken that to heart, then they are fortifying that belief with certain vibrations. They are operating within a harmonic matrix structure, so they are vibrating at certain frequencies based upon their belief system. And if, for instance, they believe that they are not worthy, then that string, that resonance, that harmonic, that ability to put forth the resonance that will bring love to you is not vibrating. You are not vibrating yet. You are not allowing to vibrate. You are damping the frequency. And so your life then will reflect that. This is one of the ways which you have free will, but some of the things have become unconscious. And you do not know that you have set it up that way, and you are strumming your matrix to exclude the things, some of the things which you could use to achieve your goals that you really have and to survive. And this is traced back to a belief that you have that has caused you to dampen one of the frequencies that is available to you to bring you through resonance, the things that will satisfy and fulfill you, in this case, in the area of love and connection and fulfillment with others and with even the higher realms. So when one can observe one's patterns and one can then see the distortion, and usually these things are so ingrained that it is a part of one's matrix and one does not see, and they get certain symptoms, like I'm not getting the love I need or something's missing in my life. And when they can observe, starting from the symptom, something's needed here, then they can begin to observe and see where their matrix pattern has some kind of a distortion or a belief, for instance, belief that I'm not worthy of love or something, that can dampen the vibration, that can then shine out and can get resonance with another being and can shut down that aspect of a person's life. So what the person is believing is very important toward them getting the free will connections and goals fulfilled that they wish. So as an individual moves through their life, they do not generally realize the vibrations, certain vibrations, certain ideas that they hear dampen certain vibrations and create a distortion in their field. And so they do not get connected in the way that they wish. So unclogging their field, opening themselves up, realizing any distortions in beliefs and working on them can really help towards the person coming to fulfillment of their own free will choices and goals, and can increase their own free will choices.
You know, I am not worthy is probably one of the major things that a huge amount of people have. And in many cases, they have that, not even because of themselves, but because of their parents, but because of the control patterns in society where they're watching television and they think to be worthy, they have to look like that sexy woman on TV, or they need to have certain possessions to impress people, to make them be worthy. So until they have those things, they think they're not worthy. And so when they're thinking that, or when that's like a background programming, even when they're not aware of it, it's like sending a signal from their own transmitter out to the universe that I'm not worthy. So every time something comes into their life that would look like an opportunity, they're sending this signal out unconsciously, and that thing responds to them and passes. So when people say, I want a relationship, I want to connect with the Elohim and Ra, I want this, and underlyingly they're saying, I'm not worthy, they're blocking the whole process. Am I right when I say that?
That is correct. They're vibrating at a vibration that carries the information, I'm not worthy, and then that is what radiates out into their sphere. And that is what they get in return, although this is not conscious on most people's part. It is sort of an underlying program that is running.
Well, the question is, let's suppose somebody looks at themselves and they say, okay, I think when Terry and our sources are correct and I'm putting that out, what do they do then? How do they fix it? How do they change it?
They can begin during the day to look at their good plus points. And they could even write them down. They're good plus points. What are they good at? Are they good at cooking a good meal? Are they good at telling a joke? Are they good at communicating with their children? Are they good at communicating with their friends, with their husband? And how can they increase this communication? To ask before they go to sleep, to send them dreams on how they can work in their dreams on the inner workings of their own self, to increase their own self-worth, to show them how they are worthy, how they are beautiful beings, how they radiate light, how they give warmth, how they have nurturing, how they care, how they're a good secretary. There are things where they are good. One might be good at debate. One might be very good at communicating with others. One might be good at making clothes. They can give themselves credit for whatever they are good at, for drawing, for even doodling and making little characters. They can give themselves credit for different things that they feel good about themselves, and take a look where they feel good about themselves. And it, when they look at the TV and they see that beautiful blonde and say, I'd be great if I looked like that, you know, then they can look back at themselves and see their good characteristics within their own self. And it might not be a body characteristic, but it might be a fun-loving characteristic. How somebody brightens up when they're around them and telling jokes, or even just listening to the other person. To observe, to see where these areas are where they don't feel that they're optimal, and to even trace it back to when they were a kid, and something that somebody said to them when they were a kid, they didn't carry the they didn't carry the tray right, or they didn't walk right, or they didn't hold their fork right, and then say, well, you know what? I mean, those are all minor things and see how they hear or smile in spite of that, and see how it affected their view of themselves.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I've experienced, we're almost coming to an end. If any of you relate to this as an issue and you want to put more questions in for a Wednesday call, I will give those as priorities, because I think this is such a big issue that so many people, they want things to happen, they want things in their life, but underneath they're saying, I am not worthy, and they're broadcasting that, and I want to like explore this to the depths so that you have the tools to release yourself from this. I know for myself, there's been times in my life where I certainly felt that, and that I found that if I could do a simple, worthy thing, it would start to change it. Like going back to my times of playing music, I used to go to retirement homes where people were rehabilitation homes, and I would go in and perform. And no matter how I was feeling, I would switch my energy every time. I got used to switching my energy. There was one point when I was really depressed. I broke up with this relationship, and I didn't want to get out of bed. And I remember going to the park with my guitar and serenading strangers and playing my songs and just walk around, and they would listen. And I would leave that, and I was lifted. Find a way that you can do anything to lift someone. It starts to lift you, and it starts to open the doors for other things to come in. If you're sick, if you're ill, be a support system for other people that are sick, that are ill. Talk to them on the phone. Give them encouragement, because it all is one. It comes right back to you. We are going to just give you a moment for final thoughts to our group tonight, and we're going to end this call.
Thank you. We send our support to each and every person and to that place within them, if they have this place that feels like they aren't all worth it or that they are lesser than. We send love to that exact place within them, love and support, and we send pink love light to that place, and we are doing it as we are speaking, and we take a moment and we send this love light support to that place within you. We leave, but we do not leave.
Thank you. And I'm going to unmute everybody, and we wish everybody a good night.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay. Thank you all for being here. This is Live Win. I'm the Live Terry. That was a great channeling.
This was really a great session, yes. And I just want to underline one thing they said, that what one believes has a great influence on one's success. And that is such an outstanding line, in my opinion. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you look at things, open up your heart if you can. Just what you see in pictures, what you desire, see it with your eyes. But instead of, you know, thinking of it by your mind, imagine it going to your heart. And then I think you'll be attracted to that.
You know, if anyone wants to transcribe that session, that was a good session, email me.
especially if it was meaningful to you, you'll get more out of it by transcribing it. That's why people get hooked on transcribing. And
unmuted.
We're all unmuted.
Oh, thanks,
Lynn. We'll see you.
Thank you, Lynn. That was a great session.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you,
and I thank Terry and our sources. Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Beautiful session. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
My pleasure.
This session
and we will,
is no longer being recorded.
We will go over to our whole private healing session. If you want to call in, you can do so by dialing 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513#. Thanks so much, BBS. 712-770-4340. Access code 250513#. Much love, you all.